You can have a fresh start in your marriage, a fresh start in your ministry, a fresh start in your thinking. You can have a fresh start in your ministry. The good news is because of His grace, His wonderful grace, there is always, always in Him a fresh start. I love that passage of Scripture in Lamentations 3:23-24, when the writer says, because of your mercies, can be translated unfailing love or compassions, your mercies, your love, your compassions are new every morning. Isn't that good news? New every morning. And then he just exclaims, great is your faithfulness. When Jesus Christ gave us new life and new birth in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Apostle Paul wrote, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. At the end of history, Jesus will declare, I make all things new. And sitting in here on this January 8th, 2017, the Lord can begin to make all things new in your life for you. Sometimes God just calls us to restart when our life gets stuck. Have you ever had your computer to freeze up? It just gets stuck, and that death wheel just gets to turning. Well, you got to restart the thing. And God calls individuals like David to restart. I love that passage in Psalm 51, 10, 11, long about those passages or verses when he said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit in me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Have you ever felt that way? You just needed a restoration of joy. And what is true for individuals, he says to churches sometimes. For example, in Ephesus, he said, you just need to start over. You need to repent and do your first works over. And he then begins to lavish promises upon that church that a restart, a fresh start, a new beginning can bring. It's also true in nations. And this morning, I want us to take the Old Testament nation of Israel. And there was a time in their life they needed a fresh start. They got a fresh start. They went into captivity into Babylon because of their sin and their idolatry, as the prophet Jeremiah said and other prophets said. They went into captivity, and there they spent 70 years in Babylonian captivity. But the day came when God raised up another empire, the Persian Empire, that defeated the Babylonian Empire, and they were his instrument to set Israel free, to give them a fresh start back in their homeland. You know, if you need deliverance in here this morning, the only way to get that is to defeat the thing that's defeating you. And God raised up the Persians to defeat what was defeating them. And the Scripture teaches us that in that decree from the Lord, that God gave His people a fresh start. They could go back to their homeland. You know, it's an interesting thing when we talk about the grace of God. We know that it is of His mercy and grace, and that not of ourselves, that we are saved. But yet, when we think about wanting a fresh start, there are some things in our lives that we need to realize that requires a response of faith from us. It requires steps of obedience if we are going to really live out. God gave Israel a new start. But there were steps they had to take to really implement that into their life. And that's what's going to have to happen in our lives. There are steps of obedience. There are responses of faith that you and I are going to have to take on if we're really going to have the spiritual renewal that the Lord really wants for us. If we really come to that place that we can enjoy the new beginning that He has for us. You know, Paul says this in Ephesians 4:22, and he said that we're to put off that old man with its former sinful desires and all that used to be identified with us before we came to Christ. And then he said that we were to put on Christ and be renewed in the spirit of our mind, the attitude of our thinking, and that we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the newness of life. And in Isaiah 52, verses 1 through 2, we just find some action steps that the prophet Isaiah wrote in advance. God gave him the prophecy that Israel would return from their land of captivity and that they would have a fresh start. And in this message, in Isaiah 52, the first two verses, this is for them action steps that they will need to take, that they ought to take. And I'm telling you, when I read this, there are five action steps that every one of us need to take if we're going to have a fresh start, if we're going to really enjoy the new thing that God has for us and is doing in us. And here it is in the New Living Translation. The prophet Isaiah says to them, wake up, O Zion. Now, Zion is that designated place in Jerusalem where the worship took place, that the people of God were known as the worshipers. They were the Zion of the Lord. Wake up, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your beautiful clothes, O holy city of Jerusalem, for unclean and godless people will enter your gates no longer. Then he says in verse 2, rise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Sit in a place of honor. Remove the chains of slavery from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. And then he goes on to say this in verse 3, and it's not on the screen, but I think that, we need to see the work of God's redemption for every one of us so that we can take these steps. He says, for this is what the Lord says, when I sold you into exile, I received no payment. Now I can redeem you without having to pay for you. And what he was saying is that they were not but redeemed. They were not bought back. They were not set free with money, but by the grace and the power and the goodness of the Lord. And in these verses, two verses, I want to just lift up these five action steps for us this morning. If you need a fresh start in your life, one or all of these could apply to where you and I might be in our lives. And the first one is wake up. You know, God's sounding the alarm, and we don't need to hit the snooze button. When God wakes us up, we need to get to that place that we're ready to wake up and be about what the Lord has for us and wants to say to us in our lives. I'm not a morning person, and, you know, it takes me two or three cups of coffee to really get going in the morning. But I tell you, the Lord has a way in his freshness in our life that when he wakes us up spiritually, that we can come to attention and we can hear what the Lord wants to say to us. So let's quit hitting the snooze button and going back to sleep and dozing off. Now, obviously, what this really means for us is we need to put aside lethargy in our spiritual walk. We need to put aside apathy. We need to put aside complacency. We need to put aside laziness. We need to put aside irresponsibility in our life. God is saying, I want you to wake up. If you're going to enjoy a fresh start, you got to wake up. You got to splash some water on your face, whatever it takes for you, three cups of coffee. But I want you to wake up and see what I'm doing and hear what I'm saying and get the vision of the good things and the fresh things and the wonderful encounters that you can have from the Lord. You know, this passage in Romans 13, the Apostle Paul writes for us, is an interesting passage when he says this, and the Message translation gives it to us in such an understandable way. He says, but make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of your of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work He began when we first believed. And so that's the message for us, that we need to wake up and that we need to see the thing that God is about to do and that He is doing. You know, there's a passage in Hebrews, the sixth chapter, verses 11 and 12, that really speaks to me. And this is what the writer says. He says, "And now I want you, each of you, to extend that same intensity toward a full-bodied hope and keep at it till the finish. Don't drag your feet. Be like those who stay the course with committed faith and then get everything God promised to them." How many of you would raise your hand as a testimony and say, "I want everything God's promised to me"? Would you raise your hand? Would you just lift your hand right now and make that a prayer? Just look up to heaven in your heart and say, "Lord, I want everything You've promised. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to sleep through the good thing that You've got for me in my life. I don't want to miss that revival. I don't want to miss that refreshing. I don't want to miss the great and wonderful things that You're going to use me to do and bless others. Lord, I need to know, Father, that I am receiving and being filled with that fresh vision from You. I don't want to miss out on that." God doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to miss out on that. The second action step that I get from Isaiah 52 in verse 1 is dress yourself in strength. You know, the problem that we have many times is we dress ourselves for weakness. And that's the problem that we have many times. When we feel like our lives are not what they should be, and we feel depleted in life and weak in life. And Paul talked about it in Romans 13 and 14. He said, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh." When you and I start making provision for the sinful nature, that's when we get weak. That's what happened to Samson. Samson slept in the lap of Delilah, because he began to provide for his flesh, for those things that he desired. The disciples, Jesus said, I want you to watch and pray always, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we come out of this sleepy attitude, waking up to the Lord and dressing ourselves in strength and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and not making provision for the flesh in our lives. Now, this is what the prophet said. He said, "Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your beautiful clothes." A fresh start calls for renewed strength in your life. I love this passage, and you know where I'm going when I start talking about strength and renewal. And it's Isaiah again in chapter 40 in verse 29. And I just wrote it down. Maybe I could quote it, but let me just read it. "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Are you feeling weak today? Well, God gives strength to the weary and increases the power that we need when we're weak. "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord..." One translation says wait, but it's really a hope. It's an expectation. "Those with confident expectation in the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, that mounting up with eagles, when you study the eagle, and God refers to the eagle so much in Scripture as a metaphor for how He wants us to live our lives. And even His grace in our lives at different places, that He carried Israel on the wings as an eagle. But when He talks to us about living our lives as the eagle and mounting up with wings, those that study eagles say that there comes a time in that old eagle's life, he gets to a certain age that's called the molting experience, and he just sheds all of his feathers. And he goes back to that high place that high place. But you know, when he talks about mounting up with wings as eagles, he's not talking about soaring in the sky there. He's talking about taking those wings and helping himself climb again to that high place in that mountain so that he can strengthen himself and be reinvigorated in life. And we have that kind of ability in Christ that we can be strong in the Lord. As a matter of fact, Romans 6 and 10 gives you and I a command. It says, be strong in the Lord. Not in yourself, not in your church, not in even in your faith, but be strong in the Lord. You know, Jesus said how faith in God, not faith in your faith. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on that whole armor. You just got to dress yourselves in strength. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done everything to stand, we can stand. I'm telling you this morning, if you've come into this place weary and you've come into this place feeling like you're weak and you feel like that there is a spirit of heaviness, the scripture says, I want you to put on that garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a feeling this morning as I was listening to us worship and sing in this place that there were some people in the sight of God. You had a beautiful garment on. You were worshiping him. You put that oil of joy and gladness in your soul, and it was a sweet smelling aroma unto the Lord. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We can put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we put on him, we've got all the strength we need to fight every weariness, to be overcomers in every area of our life. And then the third thing is shake off the dust. You know, the NIV says that, shake off the dust. This passage says, rise up from the dust. But the dust is a reminder of what sticks to us in life. You know, Israel, they had to travel about 700 miles to get back to their homeland. You may have remembered seeing pictures of the Gulf War and those dust storms. And they have to really protect themselves, or dust will get caked in their ears and their eyes in those dust storms, sand storms. And I can imagine physically, Israel was feeling the effects and would have felt the effects of that dust as they traveled. But more than that, what the writer is talking about is that old life, the old experiences, the negative experiences, the things that happened to you, all of the things that were done to you in captivity. I want you to shake that off. I don't want you to, you cannot go into the new thing God's got for you if you're rehashing the old negative, the old painful experiences of how people treated you and mistreated you and treated you unjustly. And that's what God is saying to them. You know, I think that's such an important place for us in 2017. Maybe somebody here, You want a fresh start, but somehow you keep getting pulled back into all the old hurt and all the old problems that have come upon you. And God is saying to us, I want you to get to that place where you just shake off that dust. You can't go into the new thing and the fresh thing with that dust clinging to you. That's what Joseph did. Joseph said that you meant this for evil, brothers. You sold me into slavery. You tried your very best to destroy my dream, but you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it because, you see, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. I want to just remind you that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his purpose. And this morning, you can put those things behind you, forgetting those things which are behind, Paul said, and reaching forth to those things which are before, and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. That's where the Lord wants us to dwell, and that's what he wants us to live. You know, Jesus was giving his disciples instructions, and he said, now you're going to go into cities and preach this gospel and proclaim my name and represent me. You're going to go there to minister and to heal and to do good in my name. But he said, there's going to be some of those people in those cities that won't receive you. And they're going to reject you, and they're going to reject my name. And they're not going to have anything that you have to say. He said, this is what I want you to do in Matthew 10, 14. I want you to shake that dust off of you. Before you go to that next city, get that old experience off that's negative. Because if we don't, if we allow it to stick to us, it will affect the new thing. You know, it'll ruin the new thing that God wants to do in our lives. Somehow we've got to have that forgiveness of a Joseph and that forgiveness of, more importantly, of Jesus Christ when he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. There's got to be that point that we understand that the only person that's going to get hurt is me. Shake off that dust. Shake off that old negative experience so that you can receive that fresh thing that the Lord has for you in your life. And then the fourth thing, the fourth action step that I find here in Isaiah that they needed to do and we need to do is we need to sit up. I don't know about you. Did anybody else have a parent like mine? And they'd say every now and then, sit up. You know, it meant you were slumping, slouching. Sit up. And teaching us some manners, hopefully. Well, you know, the Lord is saying, I want you to sit in that place of honor. You know, sometimes in our spiritual life, we can walk around and act so beat down. We can act like that we are such a victim. We can act like that we are, you know, not worthy to even be called a Christian. Now, in and of ourselves, we understand that it's all of His grace. But the Lord is saying, look, I've given you authority. I want you to understand when you received me as your Savior, when I died on that cross, you died. The old person died. When I was buried, that old person of you was buried. But when I rose again, you rose again. And there ought to be resurrection life. And then he didn't stop there. But in Ephesians 2 and 6, he said, and when I was glorified and ascended to heaven and sat down beside my heavenly Father on his throne. He said in Ephesians 2 and 6, you sit in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Now, that is a positional place for you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, every one of us sit in heavenly places with him. That's not something that we need to try to do. That's something that's our status. But so many of us don't act like we sit in heavenly places. So many of us feel like that we're always overcome and live a life that's overcome and beat down. And what he is saying to us is he said to Adam in the beginning and Eve, he said, I want you to know that I give you dominion and authority over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and I want you to rule over them. You know, I love what Paul says to us in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. And sometimes we get caught up in these long writings of Paul where he goes into such great detail, and we can just miss so much of what Paul has said that gives us the understanding of a great principle for living. He says this in Romans 5:17, for if by the trespass of one man death reigned, everybody say reigned. Anybody know about that reign? I do. There was a time in our lives that we all know what it meant to have death reigned. He says, for if by the trespass of the one man, talking about Adam, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness? Now, let me just stop there. How many of you have received God's provision of grace in this place? How many of you know that he was made sin, who knew no sin for you, that you might be made the righteousness of Jesus Christ? Amen? I want us to stop thinking of ourselves in terms of all that we're not. And we need to see ourselves in who Jesus is. And then he continues, who have received the abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness, reign. Everybody shout reign. reign in life through that one man, Jesus Christ. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. We reign in this place this morning. Jesus said, I give you authority over, you know, serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. And there shall nothing by any means hurt or destroy you. We reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. We reign by our worship. We reign through our prayers. We reign through our witness of the word. You and I were meant to reign. And such power gives us confidence to face every challenge with the mindset that I am a victor, not a victim. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. I just want to encourage you, just lay aside every demeaning label in your life. And you sit in that realm with the Lord and live like that and reign in life with Jesus Christ over everything that comes against you, whether it's a spiritual force or whether it's a circumstance in your life, reign in life with Jesus Christ. Reminded of the vendor on the street corner who was selling balloons, helium-filled balloons. And he had a whole host of colors of balloons in his box. And he would pull out a green one and he would fill it full of helium and it would rise. He would tie it off and someone would come by and buy that green balloon, a yellow one, a red one, a white one. There's a little black boy standing there watching this whole scenario. And he looked over in the man's box and he said, "Sir, if you put air in that black balloon, will it rise?" And the vendor saw what the young man, the little boy, was getting at, and he pulled him up close to him and he said, "Son, let me tell you something about life. It's not the color on the outside of this balloon that causes it to rise, but it's the air that's on the inside that causes it to rise. I want to tell you, the spirit of life is in you. The spirit of Christ is in you. You're not an accident. You can rise and reign with him in life this morning. And in this 2017, let's rise up to be the people that God calls us to be." And then finally, he says, "I want you to break off." When I first put this principle down, I said, "Break out." And I thought, well, they'll think I'm trying to teach them a new dance. Some of you would like to see me dance. Some of you would not like to see me dance. More of you probably would not like to see me. But, as the musicians come back, and I just feel like the Lord has got his message across this morning. You know, that old slave symbology of the chain around the neck. He says, "You're not captives anymore. You got a fresh start. I don't want you to walk around with chains, bondages. If there's an addiction in your life, he says, I want you, through the power of my grace, to break off that chain. Break it out of your life. You know, Jesus said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, the recovery of sight to the blind, the setting at liberty for those that are bruised, to set the captives free in our life. That's what he's come to do. And in the name of the Lord, as you just stand with me all over the building, I want to ask you, would you just allow him to bring a new level of freedom? Would you just allow him to bring a new level of freedom? Is there something that's binding you, that's holding you down? Is there something that's keeping you back? He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. We sung that. That was such a wonderful chorus this morning. We were singing about freedom. Freedom. What a wonderful, wonderful chorus that was this morning. As we sung about the wells of God's salvation and rejoicing and joy. And, you know, I didn't tell. Matter of fact, I kind of told Les I was kind of going to go in a different direction on this first message and kind of wheeled back and just wanted to do a message on a fresh start this morning. But here's the thing. Whatever you need from, if you need a fresh start this morning, in the name of Jesus, receive. Step out. Let God do something for you that'll be marvelous in His eyes and in His sight. I'm going to ask you all over the building just to pray with me right now. Father, in the name of the Lord, I come to you with this congregation. There's times in my life, Lord, I need to hit the restart. Times in my life, Lord, I need a fresh start, a fresh encounter. Oh, Father, help us, Lord, today to wake up. Help us to dress ourselves in the strength of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to get to that place in our lives that we're willing to just break it off. Whatever might be holding us to sit enthroned with you. For we are more than conquerors through you that loved us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to ask you while the praise team sings this chorus, if you just want to come from where you are and you just say, Pastor, it may be for a number of reasons. I need a fresh start in my marriage. I need a fresh start in my ministry. I need a fresh start. I need a fresh start in my life, in my thinking. As we sing this, as they sing this, would you just come? I want to pray for you. I feel the presence of God. I feel like God will touch us today if you'll come in faith. Just come from where you are in the name of the Lord. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Take that step. You need a fresh start in Jesus. Sing it out, church. Sing it out. Oh, tell Him you need Him today. Lord, we need you.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you.
Would you lift your hands and sing it again? I need you, Lord. Just lift your hands and begin to receive the strength and power of His grace.
Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God.
Just one more time, lift your hands high. Just receive,
Lord,
where you're standing. If you want to come forward for prayer, we're going to pray for you.
Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you.
Before we go, I'm going to ask some of you, councilmen and wives, leaders in the church, or if you just want to come pray, would you come and stand with these? Just if you serve in ministry, serve in this church, or serve in the kingdom of God, and just would you come and stand with these? Let's believe God today for a fresh start. In whatever situations, you might want to ask them, and I believe they might tell you that. But if they say, like they do to me sometimes, no, I just want to keep this between me and God, that's okay. You agree with them. I'd like some more prayer warriors. Would you come? Would you come and stand with these? Hallelujah. Just lift your hands. You know, before we go, I want to very briefly give you a 21-day plan for spiritual renewal, just a devotional we're going to be looking at together. And I don't want you to leave. If you could stay, I just want you to stay with us, and I want to share that with you before we go. But let's pray together. You know, I've been a little under the weather. I don't know how to say that sometimes. If I say it, it might be sounding like I'm making excuses. or it might be sound like I'm wanting pity. So sometimes you don't know whether to say it or not to say it. So I'm not going to lay my hands on you or get real close to you this morning. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, let's begin to pray. Sing it. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Your grace is more, and grace is found, Lord, where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Bowing here, I find my rest. Oh, yes. And without you, Lord, I'd fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Say it out to me. Lord, I need you.
Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Lord, I
hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and just begin to thank God for new beginnings? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you that we're like the trembling little first grader that messed up the assignment paper. With lips trembling, we come to the teacher to show our mess. And Lord, you always pull out the new sheet, the clean sheet. Oh, thank you, Father. For the God of the second chance and third chance and new beginning, we bless you and we praise you. Father, for those that came forward, I'm praying, God, that you would do exceeding abundantly above all that they ask or think according to the power that's at work within them. Now, Father, we receive that. For those that may have stood at their seat, I pray that they would testify to the grace and power and goodness of God. And the work that you wrought in them to give them a new start. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Right where you're standing, this will only take a minute. For the next 21 days, we're going to just do something together. And it's called a 21-day spiritual renewal plan. It comes from this Bible, the NIV Spiritual Renewal Devotional Bible. It's really out of the study Bible. The author of this, and his name escapes me, but he's the same author who wrote Every Man's Battle. And I know some of you men in this church did that in a small group. And just an instrument of the Lord that God has used. He has put together 21 days of devotions. They're very good. And if you have this Bible or you've read it before, you'll be ahead of the game. But here's what you can do. You can go to your smartphone if you have one and go to the next slide, and you can download the Bible app on your smartphone. It's very simple. Just follow the steps. Just open up in your app store and search for the YouVersion. Everybody say YouVersion. YouVersion Bible. It's a free app, and you can download the app. And on that, when you go to the next, when it opens up for you, go to the next slide, you can, is there another slide? Yeah. You can, when you open that up and you download that, you can go down to the bottom. It'll have the home page. It'll have the reading plan. Then it'll have the plans. Just hit plans and search and put in NIV, Spiritual Renewal Bible. And it'll pull up. You can sign in, and every day it'll give you a devotion. If you miss a day, it'll catch you up. It has a way to get you caught back up. But over the next 21 days, we're just going to be talking about how that the Lord is transforming us in our prayer life and fasting, and how that the Lord is transforming us in our study time with Him and relationship with Him and service. We can't talk about spiritual renewal if it doesn't transform us. Amen? So we're going to be talking about a lot of things over these next 4 weeks. But every day is a wonderful... I'm telling you, it will fire you up, this first devotion. You'll want to go to that. God bless you. I love you. Happy New Year to all of you. See you Wednesday night. And by the way, if you don't have a smartphone, there's a reading plan being passed out in the back, okay? Or if you don't want to use your smartphone, pick it up.